the passing of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II. Joining me now is the chair of the Australian Monarchist League, Philip Benwell, who's on the line. Good morning, Philip.
Good morning.
Thank you very much for your time. A very sad day, Philip.
Yes. A sad day for so many people around the world.
Did you at any stage have the privilege of meeting Her Royal Majesty, Philip?
On several occasions. I've headed the Australian Monarchist League now for 30 years. So have been involved for a long time and have met the Queen several times and will never forget her beautiful smile and graciousness.
We heard from Liz Truss, the new Prime Minister of Great Britain, earlier this morning. She described Queen Elizabeth as being the rock upon which modern Great Britain was built. You'd concur with those thoughts, Philip?
Yes. And of course, the Commonwealth owes its existence to the Queen because she worked so hard to develop it. Her father started it, but she's the one that saw it to fruition, and people throughout the Commonwealth will today be terribly sad.
In 2022, we hear many people in the public eye making mistakes. They say the wrong thing for Her Royal Majesty, who served for, 70 years. She really put her foot out of place. I mean, obviously, you know, we all make mistakes every now and then, but over that long reign that she has had, she barely did say the wrong... She hardly ever said the wrong thing or put her foot out of place. That must be very difficult to live a life there where you're constantly in the service of the public.
Well, that's right. I mean, from her childhood, basically, she dedicated her life to service to the people, as her parents had done, and she, throughout her whole life, really never put a foot wrong. She did everything she could to be someone who would help people. And, of course, she was a very staunch Christian. She lived the Christian life, and she held true to her principles for the whole of her life.
Yes, I believe she used to get down on her knees and pray every night, although mobility issues might have put a stop to that in recent times. But yes, as you said, religion an extremely important part of her life. We always perceive her as being, a life of formality, very formal. You met her on numerous occasions. Was there you would have encountered the human side and the person that was the Queen?
As I think she was very gracious, and she would go out of her way to put people at ease. Anyone that meets the Queen becomes a bumbling idiot in front of her. She would immediately put somebody at their ease, and her mother was the same. He had that gift of seeing the human side of people and not being haughty or arrogant.
Yes, yeah. You said you met her on numerous occasions. She did come to Australia on many occasions, and she did, and would you agree, she seemed to have a great love for our country, Philip?
Yes, and of course then her first visit, she travelled right around the country and met so many people. And when she came after a fairly long time because of the Republican debate, when she returned in 2000, she purposely went out of her way to meet people. She didn't attend fancy balls or big parties. She wanted to meet the people. And that was her life, dealing with people.
My guest, Philip Benwell, who's the chair of the Australian Monarchist League. What happens now, Philip? Can you explain? Do you understand what the process is now? Or did she,
Yes, well, the body will be brought to London and will lie in Westminster Hall, the Lion State there. And then after that, within a fortnight or so, the funeral will be held, and then she will be laid to rest at St. George's Chapel.
Thank you very much for your time. It's certainly going to be dominating the news for quite some time, the passing of the Queen. A very sad day. We'll end on the way we started, but certainly a very sad day. Philip, and thank you very much for your time this morning.
Yes, thank you.